Jeff, we're starting off with an election story about the Santa Clara judge being disqualified from the November election. What can you share with us about this story?
Our mining district reporter, Hannah Dumas, reported last week that the village of Santa Clara has found itself in a rather unusual situation. Municipal judge Alonzo Romo Jr. was appointed earlier this year to replace a municipal judge who resigned. And at the time, trustees in Santa Clara thought he met the qualifications, but when he filed for candidacy for the judgeship, which is on the November ballot, it turned out he wasn't a registered voter. And so he was, first of all, unable to file candidacy. And second of all, trustees are now in the position of figuring out if he's disqualified from being the judge. They're basically looking at reappointing him now that he is, in fact, registered to vote. So some more interesting details that are coming out of the consolidated elections in New Mexico.
Let's move on and talk about the new superintendent of the Silver Consolidated School District asking the public to approve a mill levy in the upcoming election. What can you share with us about this?
Yes, also on the November 2nd ballot in for residents who are within the Silver Consolidated School District in Silver City will be the option to continue a 1.5 mill levy, a tax increment that generates what Superintendent William Hawkins said are critical funds just for, you know, basic maintenance stuff at schools, indoors, outdoors maintenance. And the reason Hawkins brought this up at a Grant County Commissioners meeting last week was because he wants the public to understand that this isn't a new mill levy. It's just a continuation of the mill levy. So in other words, this won't cause taxes to go up. And he's really trying to drum up public support for it.
Okay, another issue in the news is shipping containers in Silver City. Some folks are weighing in on those. What can you tell us about this story?
Well, as listeners are most likely aware, shipping containers have become quite a common sort of material, prefab material, for folks to use for all manner of things, for building houses, for building shops, for storage. You know, they're easily obtainable, they're easily sold. People in Silver City, including many business owners, or several at least, they have placed shipping containers on their business properties, and the Historic Design Review Committee, a committee appointed by the mayor of Silver City, has been concerned with this. The chair of that committee, Becky Smith, told me that for about a year, maybe more, the committee's been discussing the appropriateness of corrugated metal shipping containers within the historic zoning overlays. There's four of those in Silver City, you know, really more or less in the center of town. And last July, they brought this to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the Planning and Zoning Commission, they decided to recommend that the town council adopt an ordinance that changes the land use code, Silver City's land use code, to not only prohibit shipping containers from residential and business properties within the historic districts, but also requires people with shipping containers on the property to remove them within 6 months. And this came as rather a surprise to several property owners and business owners in Silver City.
Jeffrey Plant is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Anthony.